In the Philippines today, government troops raided the rebel hideout where two U.S. missionaries had been held for more than a year. One of them, Martin Burnham, was killed during the operation. His wife, Gracia, was wounded but rescued and taken to a hospital in the southern Philippines. Philippine President Gloria Arroyo expressed regret over the death of Martin Burnham and of a Filipina nurse who was also a captive of the rebels and also killed in today's raid. NPR's Eric Weiner was just in the Philippines. Eric, what do you know about this operation?
Not a whole lot more than that, Bob. What we do know is that the rescue operation apparently took place at night near a fishing village on an island called Basilan. Now, this is the same island where about 1,000 U.S. troops have been based for the past few months. They're taking part in a joint training exercise. But we're told that no U.S. troops were involved, at least not directly involved in the rescue mission. That would not be permitted under Philippine law. But it may very well have been U.S. surveillance planes that helped pinpoint the location of these hostages. The captors, the Abu Sayyaf group, have really kept them on the move on this island. I was just there recently. It's not that big. It's about twice the size of Singapore, but it's extremely mountainous, and the jungle is extremely dense, and simply finding the location of the hostages has proved to be the most difficult task over the past year.
Yeah, I guess that's why it took so long.
That's why it took so long, and really an unanswered question right now is how exactly one of the hostages, two of the hostages, Martin Burnham and a Filipino nurse named Deborah Yap, were killed. It's not clear whether they were killed by the Abu Sayyaf, the group holding them, or were somehow caught in the crossfire. The American couple also was said to be in quite poor health after spending a year in the jungle. Obviously, something went wrong here. Exactly what, we don't know.
How did this missionary couple wind up in the hands of these rebels?
Well, they had been working in the Philippines as missionaries for more than a decade, but they were actually on vacation at the time, celebrating their wedding anniversary at an upscale resort on an island called Palawan. This was more than a year ago. The Abu Sayyaf raided the island resort, grabbed some 20 hostages, some Filipinos, some foreign tourists, and used high-speed boats to escape really several hundred miles away to their stronghold on Basilan Island. Now, over the past year, they have released many of their hostages. They did kill at least one person, an American. They beheaded him, actually. Now, these last three who were attempted to be rescued today, they were the last three held by the Abu Sayyaf. And the Philippine government has had a policy of no negotiation and no ransom. But reportedly, the Burnham family, this is the family of the American missionaries, did reportedly pay some ransom money, estimated to be at least $300,000. Apparently, though, the Abu Sayyaf reneged on an agreement to release them, and that may have very well been what precipitated today's rescue attempt.
Tell me about the Abu Sayyaf.
Well, it literally means father of the sword. They claim to be fighting for an independent Muslim state in the southern Philippines. There are about 5 million Muslim Filipinos. The group allegedly has links to Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network, but just how deep those links go or how fresh they are, we don't know. We do know that lately the Abu Sayyaf has degenerated really into a criminal gang, kidnapping foreigners for a ransom. It's become really a business for them. They have received tens of millions of dollars in ransom money over the past decade. They then use the money to buy more weapons and buy more equipment like high-speed boats and then kidnap more people. So it really is a vicious cycle. Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo has vowed to put an end to that cycle, really to crush the Abu Sayyaf. And clearly, that was what was behind today's rescue attempt. Obviously, it didn't turn out exactly the way everyone had hoped. Two of the three hostages apparently dead.
NPR's Eric Weiner.